Okay, I'm
welcome to this interview. We have who?
Muraba at Daniel Muraba.
Yeah, Daniel at Daniel Muraba.
IGFB Muraba at.
Yes. And so today we're talking about being a creative. And he's Yay. One. Yes, and he's one of the like awesome creatives I know.
Oh my god!
Yeah, you've done a portrait with me. You remember?
Yay.
Yeah. You actually did a portrait.
It was a good one.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's actually me.
Thank you for the opportunity. Actually.
Yes. So now we'll start with the first question. What do you think? What's your take on being a creative? Like, how do you define creativity to you? Yes.
Wow.
Or who would you term as a creative?
A creative.
Yeah.
hey, that's quite broad, first and foremost. But I think a creative is a person who takes their time to just, you know, get stuff out of their heart in a creative way, actually. Like, for example, in my field of art, anyone who does like any form of art, actually, can be drawing, can be paintings, can be like music. All those people are creatives in one way or another. I don't know how to put up like one definition to it. I could like just only explain it. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. And when did you first?
That's a big answer.
Yes. Okay. When did you first realize you're a creative or you have like talent, or is creativity equals to talent? Like, is it an equal sign? Like, do you have to have a talent that you maybe particularly know you were born with for you to know that you're a creative? What did you take? Do you think everybody's a creative?
First and foremost, I think every single person is a creative. Like, it just depends on the fields that they are creative in. For example, engineers can be creative in their field of engineering, and doctors like you,
yes.
can be creative in such things.
Yeah.
And about the talent thing, I think I realized I have a talent when I was in around Form 3. Yeah, around Form 3. There's a time I was undergoing some stressful situations, and then the only way for me to put the to like sort of be at peace was through drawing. And the more I drew, the more I was at peace, and the more I realized I had a gift in me. Yay.
Awesome. Do you have like a story to your creativity, like to your creative? Okay, Daniel Muraba is an artist. what kind of art do you do, like? Is it like fine art?
Yeah, it's fine art. How dare you ask?
Okay, yeah, it's fine art. Like, it has to do pencil art. How do you define it? Like, how do you define your work?
To be specific,
yeah.
I do fine art. Majoring in, currently I'm doing portraits, pencil portraits. So, yeah, for the time being, And then with time I'll start doing paintings, abstracts, and my heart is getting drawn to collage art, so that's a big deal for me. So in future, I'll be doing a lot of major things. So get yourself a piece in advance.
Yes, kindly. I got myself one. I think I'll get another one.
Get more.
I wanted to hear the story of your creative story. Like, did you have like ups and downs? Did you have times where you doubted yourself? And then how did you end up here today doing art? Even to like great people like the Equity, it's called who? The Equity manager.
Yeah, James Mwangi.
Yeah. How do you get?
Jemo, my guy.
You can imagine from like 3 years ago, I think, when I met you, you weren't very active in your artwork.
And I wasn't confident that much.
Yeah. And now you're confident, you have art.
More confident.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Yeah. And, and of course, there's more to come. But what?
Definitely.
How has your journey been, and what have you learned? What would you like to share?
The journey has been tough. The journey has been good. It has been sweet. It has been terrible. It's a combination of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And ups and downs. Wow. There's so many ups. There's so many downs.
Yeah.
But then there are times, let me start from the beginning. There are times when I was drawing, I didn't do it like for the money.
Yeah.
I still ain't doing it for the money.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I hope you see it.
But
then it gets to a point where you have to like define what you want to do with your art. Like, there's a point where if it's about the money,
yeah.
there's no money, like it doesn't come your way. So
yeah.
you have to be doing it from the depths of your heart.
Yeah.
So at the beginning when we met, I think it was about the money. It was really about the money.
Yeah.
So the more I didn't get the money, the more I was discouraged, the more I didn't do art, the more I was doing it more terribly.
Yeah.
And it got to a point where I had to decide that I want to do it for God, like, and I want to do it for my own good.
Yeah.
I want to do it to change the society. I want to do it, you know, to make life better in one way or another, like through giving gifts to people.
Yeah,
a lot of people.
Yeah,
yeah, and I realized that kind of art kind of, it just makes me happy. And the more I was doing it, the more I had passion to do it, and the more I was geared to doing it. And then I realized the more I was doing it, more and more people wanted to buy it. You know,
yeah,
so
yeah,
their clients were more. And I don't know, that's how I started selling the art.
Yeah.
And I got to a point where I was drawing some big people, and the people were coming for it, and then I was getting orders from the school and other big people and stuff,
awesome,
classmates,
yeah,
and all these kinds of people. So I think for me, art, it has been about passion. It has been about passion. And the more I'm passionate about it, the more I'll grow, and the more I want to do even much more art. There's more to art beyond what I'm doing currently, and I'm very much determined to do it all.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there's a sort of release or like joy that fills you when you like?
It's a reality, not even a feeling. It's
yeah,
a reality. It's
oh,
there.
Okay.
The more I do art, the more the happier I am. Actually. Yeah.
So, for example, if you like tried to push down your creativity in
mm-hmm.
art,
mm-hmm.
do you think you'd be happy? What do you think?
I've tried it.
You've tried.
I've been miserable
mm-hmm.
when I did.
Yeah.
So I think for me, art is life. My happiness is kind of combined with art somehow. So if I stay without doing the art, there's something that I'll be lacking.
Yeah.
There's something I'll feel that's
like,
out of order.
Yeah,
like
some joy that
I'm missing. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm missing out
missing.
On something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the moment I do art, I feel, you know, this is it. This
yeah.
is it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. You are also a student.
Yay! I'm a student at Cooperative University of Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing BCom and majoring in on finance.
Yes.
My final year.
Final year.
Yeah, you invited for my grand party.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, come with money. Don't just come.
Yeah. Balling. We're balling.
Balling.
Art has money. Yeah.
So thank you so much, Dan.
Thank you for the interview and the opportunity.
Yeah.
Appreciated. Bye.